That's all say silent prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family altar. Let us sing hymn number two. Hymn number two. In the name of Jesus, I speak. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. For tonight, we will discuss Psalms number 113 and 114. We will discuss Psalms number 113 and also 114. Here, we would like to introduce the praise Psalms. We would like to introduce the praise Psalms. In this book of Psalms, there are certain Psalms that are called praise Psalms. For example, Psalms number 146 to 150, Psalms 146 to Psalms 150. These Psalms are known as Hallelujah Psalms. The Psalms are all framed with Hallelujah. So, Psalms 146 to 150 is known as Hallelujah Psalms. And then, Psalms 120 to 134. Psalms 120 to Psalms 134. These Psalms are known as Song of Ascent, or the pilgrimage song. Together with Psalms 135 and 136, it came to be known in Jewish liturgy or worship as the Great Hallel. It is known as the Great Hallel. Hallel means praise. So, Psalms 120 to 134, the Song of Ascent or the Pilgrimage Song, together with Psalms 135 and Psalms 136, it came to be known in Jewish liturgy or worship as the Great Hallel. So this is praise Psalms. And then there's another one, Psalms 113 to 118. Psalms 113 to 118, it is known as Hallel, or praise, otherwise known as Egyptian Hallel. And then we have discussed Psalms number 111 and 112. Psalms number 111 and 112. So this act as introductory to this Hallel, the Egyptian Hallel. Therefore, this category, Psalms 113 to Psalms 118, it is known as Hallel or Egyptian Hallel. It is Jewish prayer. It is read or sung in Jewish liturgy or worship at the great religious festivals as an act of praise and thanksgiving. Psalms 113 to 118, it is specially associated with the Passover. At the Passover, Psalms 113 and 114 were sung before the meal, and Psalms 115 to 118, it is sung after the meal. And after the Hallel, they sing Psalms 136, the last song in the Great Hallel, to end. We can see this reference to Matthew 26 verse 30. Matthew 26 verse 30. During the Passover, Jesus and disciples, they sung him at the end of the meal. Therefore, this Hallel, or the Egyptian Hallel, it is associated with the Passover. At the Passover, Psalms 113 and 114 were sung before the meal, and Psalms 115 to 118 after the meal. And after the Hallel, that is to say Psalms 113 to 118, they will sing Psalms 136, the last song in the Great Hallel, to end. But tonight, we will discuss this Egyptian Hallel. We will discuss Psalms 113 and Psalms 114. Let us read through Psalms 113. Praise the Lord. Praise all servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations. His glory is above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God? Who is enthroned on high? Who humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap, to make them sit with princes, with the princes of his people. He makes the barren woman abide in the house as a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. So here, this Psalms number 113. This is a hymn of praise celebrating the way in which the great and majestic God who rules over all takes notice of the lowly and showing them mercy. Such God is indeed worthy to be praised by all mankind. So, this Psalms 113, it is a hymn of praise celebrating the way in which the great and majestic God who rules over all takes notice of the lowly and showing them mercy. Such God is indeed worthy to be praised by all mankind. This Psalms is divided into three parts, three verses each. Verses 1 to 3, 4 to 6, 7 to 9. And then at the center, there is this rhetorical question. Rhetorical question. Let's see verse 5. Who is like the Lord our God? So, who? Who is like the Lord our God? How is this God? Therefore, let us see. Verses 1 to 3. Here we are able to see the fourfold call to praise. Verses 1 to 3. We can see the fourfold call to praise. The Lord is to be praised through all the world. Here, we can see. The fourfold call to praise. Hallelujah, or praise the Lord. Praise all servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. So here, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise all servants of the Lord. So these servants of the Lord, they are the faithful Israelites who have received God's covenant. So these people, they are to praise the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is to be praised. And then verse 2 says, from this time forth and forever. Verse 3, from the rising of the sun to its setting. So here, there's this calling to praise. Those who truly praise the Lord, they cannot rest. They are not contented until what? The praise fills all time and all space. So here describe, from this time forth and forever, from the rising of the sun to its setting. That is to say, how those who praise the Lord, truly praise the Lord, cannot rest content until the praises fills all time and all space, to fill everywhere. And then let's see verses 4 to 6. The Lord is enthroned on high, exalted over all creation. So the Lord is enthroned on high, exalted over all creation. The Lord is high above all nations. So he is the mighty God. He is above all nations. And then here also can tell us, he is the Lord God who is over all the gods of the nations, for he is the true God and the only one true God. Here implicitly refer to, he also is high above all the gods of the nation. His glory is above the heaven. Therefore, who is like our God? Cannot be compared. This God who is enthroned on high. So he is the God who is enthroned on high. He is above all the nation. His glory is above the heavens. He is the Lord God who is ruling over the whole world. And then, he is the Lord God who looks far below in the heavens and on the earth. So this God, he is enthroned on high, exalted over all creation and over all gods of the nation. Let us see verses 7 to 9. Even though this Lord God, he is high above, his glory is above the heaven, he is enthroned on high, but then he's the Lord God who looks far below in the heavens and on the earth. So, what he sees, let's see verses 7 to 9. Therefore, here we can see the Lord, he see, and then the Lord exalts the lowly. The Lord exalts the lowly. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from ash heap. So here describe to us the poor and the needy. The poor and the needy. And he raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap, the dust and the ash heap. So here, referring to the humble state of these people, they are in extreme distress, misery. They are in need. So the Lord, he shows mercy. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with the nobles or princes, with the princes of his people. Here we can see to lift them up to receive dignity, privilege, blessings. Moreover, he makes the barren woman abide in the house as a joyful mother of children. How we are able to see the barren woman in the ancient society, barrenness was for a woman the greatest disgrace and the deepest tragedy. But then how the Lord shows mercy, he makes the barren woman abide in the house as a joyful mother of children. The Lord opened their womb, blessed them. So here, praise the Lord. Therefore, in these Psalms, we are able to see it is a hymn of praise celebrating the way in which the great and majestic God who rules over all, but then he takes notice of the lowly, ensuring them mercy. Such God is indeed worthy to be praised by all mankind. Now let's see Psalms number 114. Let us read through Psalms number 114. When Israel went forth from Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea looked and fled. The Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs. What ails you, O sea, that you flee? O Jordan, that you turn back? O mountains, that you skip like rams, O hills like lambs? Tremble, O earth, before the Lord, before the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a fountain of water. So this Psalms 114, we are able to see it is hymn of praise, hymn celebrating of the Exodus, celebrating the special status of God's people. So this is a hymn of praise. It is hymn celebrating of the Exodus, celebrating the special status of God's people. This Psalms 114 can be divided into four parts, two verses each. Let's see the first one, verses 1 and 2. Here we can see the great Old Testament redemptive event. Israel became God's holy kingdom. When Israel went forth from Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. So here we can see the redemption event. God redeemed Israel. Israel became God's holy kingdom. And then here it says, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. We can see the crucial event was the establishment of the covenant at Sinai, where Israel became bounded to the Lord as a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. They are God's own special treasure, God's own people. So Israel became God's holy kingdom. They received this blessed covenant at Sinai. They are to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. And then whereby also the tabernacle has been set up. God wants to dwell with his people. Judah became his sanctuary, whereby God took up residence among his people. And then at the tabernacle. And then how Israel his dominion. Israel is a kingdom of God, whereby God rule as king. Therefore, here we can see the great Old Testament redemptive event. Israel became God's holy kingdom. And then verse 3, verse 4, we are able to see the author evokes a fearsome scene. So the author evokes a fearsome scene. The sea looked and fled. The Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams. The hill like lambs. Therefore, here we can see the event, the splitting of the Red Sea and the Jordan. And then how the sea and the Jordan is personified. The sea looked and fled. The Jordan turned back. The mountains skip like rams, the hills like lambs. So here, the author evoked a fearsome scene, picturing to us God's mightiness. How the sea, the Jordan, they saw the mighty God approaching in his awesome pillar of cloud and pillar of fire, and they fled. And then, how the mountains skip like rams and the hills like lambs. How the mountains and hills quick at God's approach. So how the mountains and the hills, they quick at God's approach. How they tremble. So here, we can see the author evoke a fearsome scene, the mightiness of God. So verse 5, verse 6, we can see also the mightiness of God, the absolute power of God. What ails you, O sea, that you flee? O Jordan, that you turn back? O mountains, that you skip like rams? O hills, like lambs? So here, it's because of the mightiness of God, the absolute power of God. And then, verse 7, verse 8, the Lord, we can see, continue to work wonders in the deliverance in the wilderness. So God continued to work wonders in the deliverance. He's the mighty God. Tremble all earth before the Lord, before the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool of water and flint into a fountain of water. So how the Lord continue to work wonders in the deliverance. Therefore, the earth tremble. The earth refer to all creation. Tremble in awesome recognition of this mighty God. So all creation, the earth, tremble in awesome recognition. How this mighty word continue, this mighty God continue to work wonders among his people. And then here also to tell us, this God, the God of Jacob, the Lord of yesterday, of the past, what he did for Israel, is the God of Jacob who is still with his people at the present time. Therefore, in this Psalms number 114, we can see hymns of praise celebrating the Exodus, celebrating the special status of God's people, the mightiness of God, the works of God, and how this God of Jacob is the Lord that today is still with them to continue to guide, lead, and to bless them. So these two Psalms, Psalms 113 and 114, it is sung before the meal, before the Passover meal. And then for us today, these two Psalms tell us we must always praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for his greatness, especially his salvation grace bestowed on us. We have received such great salvation. And then precious status and identity. We are God's treasure, God's covenant people. We are a holy nation, a kingdom of priests to the Lord. Therefore, we must continue to praise, thank God. And then this God continue to be with us. Emmanuel. In the past, he was with his people. Today, this Lord God continue to be with us. He is Emmanuel. The Lord of yesterday is today still with us. So we should always praise, thank God. Hallelujah. We give thanks to the Lord. We will now pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hadi kitu 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 kit Hadi kita. 佢哋
Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus, our family, author, and seer tonight. Peace be unto all. Amen.